To begin with, please take the lying down posture that we're going to be using for many of our somatic practices. So lying on our back on a soft surface, it could be a rug, it could be a blanket on the floor, it could be a meditation mat or yoga mat if they're not too thick. Knees up, and feet braced so your feet are not sliding out. If you're on a smooth surface, you might consider putting your feet just against the wall so you're not trying to hold your feet up. Feet should be maybe 18 inches apart. And then we're going to tie some kind of a strap, a yoga strap or belt, above our knees and tying our knees so they're just barely touching. So the knees touching and the feet splayed out creates a triangle to provide the maximum stability and relaxation to our body, and particularly our spine, and particularly our lumbar spine and our psoas muscles on the inside of the upper thighs. Please also cross your hands over your lower belly, left hand under right, or if more comfortable, have your hands just on the sides of your lower belly, but in such a way so that your elbows are touching the floor. Your head could be slightly elevated to ease your cervical spine, your neck. And really what we're looking for here is complete relaxation of the body. We're looking for a posture where we are not required to maintain any effort whatsoever of holding on or bracing or trying to keep ourselves in a particular position. And finally, you can check your alignment. Sometimes when we lie down, we mimic our adult posture, which is often misaligned. If you do feel a little bit of misalignment in your body, then make a slight adjustment. You might slightly rearrange your pelvis on the floor. You could move your head a little bit one way or the other on the floor to change the alignment of your spine. And you may want to look at your legs and your feet and make sure they feel aligned. So just give that a try. And then really feeling the posture on the floor and noticing, are we very comfortable and very easy? Are we as comfortable and relaxed as a tiny baby who has no adult issues of misalignment and just totally relaxed and body open? Check that out. See how that feels. So the next step is connecting with the earth under us to provide a sense of safety, a sense of, again, ease, a sense of protection, and a sense of support. So just let your body completely relax on the earth. Even if you're on the 50th floor of a high-rise, the energy of the earth is transmitted up through the structures. Lying on the floor, we can connect with the deep support and security and safety of the earth under us. Feeling the earth, allowing the body to completely relax into it. A sense almost of melting. And now we're going to begin 10 points practice. So we're going to begin by feeling our feet. And we're going to initiate the practice by imagining that we're breathing into our big toes. When we're working with the legs, the arms, and even the upper body, we're going to be working bilaterally. We're going to work on both sides at once. Doing so helps us to see if one side is a little locked up, a little shut down compared with the other. So imagining that we're breathing into our big toe, imagining that we are drawing the breath in through all the pores of our big toe. It's as if the only breath we can take is coming in through the big toes, so we're very focused. We want that breath into our body. So breathing on the fleshy part of the big toe, the bottom, and as we breathe in, we're bringing attention and awareness to our big toe. So beginning to see, as we breathe into the fleshy part, what sensations do we notice? What does that part of our big toe on both feet feel like? Drawing the breath in, feeling the sensations, and then breathing in through the tip of the big toe. And noticing the different, actually the different emotional or feeling tone, breathing into the tip, which has been stubbed so many times, a feeling of vulnerability and somatic memory of pain. Just notice that as part of the experience of breathing into the big toe. Breathing through the nail, feeling the hardness, the nail in contrast with the bottom of the big toe, breathing in from the sides. Noticing what's going on. And then breathing into the center of the big toe, the mass of the big toe, and then the bone of the big toe. Attending very closely to the physical sensations, the energetic sensations, and the feeling tone. There's a huge amount of information here for us right now of the world of the big toe. A very unique world in our body. And even left and right are different slightly. being very present, not thinking about it, not judging, not evaluating, just feeling somatically what's there. And then beginning to look for tightness, tension in the big toe, in the sensations, beginning to notice that there is a lot of holding going on, a lot of tightness, a lot of restriction. And as we breathe in, bringing our awareness into the big toe with the breath, noticing that restriction, feeling it, noticing that tension, tightness in the mass of the big toe, a subtle tightness in the bones, tightness, especially at the juncture of the big toe and the foot. And then beginning to put our awareness into the tension. And what this means is it's as if we are pouring water into a glass, only this time we're pouring our awareness into the tightness in the big toes. And trying to inhabit that tension from the inside. And when we do, beginning to notice a very wobbly edge. The edge is partly we feel like the tightness is there. It's just an objective fact over which we have no control. But then on the other side, we actually begin to feel intuitively that somehow we're hanging on, that we ourselves are manufacturing that tightness, or we ourselves are our ego is the agent of that tightness. So we're kind of wobbling back and forth between those two possibilities. And as we do so, we are actually beginning to gain agency over the tension. We are pushing back the boundaries of consciousness, of our ego consciousness, into the darkness, the unconsciousness of the soma, the unconscious, which is the soma domain. And we begin to see the possibility that we could begin to release that tension. This wobbly back and forth is, it's uncomfortable, it's unpleasant, stay with it. This is the gateway to the soma right here. And keep coming back to the tension, keep bleeding your awareness into it, inhabit the tension from the inside, and begin to let go. Invite the tension to release. This is the template for all the somatic work, what we've just done. And now we're going to move through the rest of the toes using the same procedure on into the entire body. Right now we're working with the first two of the 10 points, both feet. As we move on, we're going to work with points 3 and 4, which are the two sides of the buttocks, point 5, which is the middle back, right below the solar plexus, points 6 and 7 being the two shoulder blades, points 8 and 9 being the two elbows resting on the floor, point 10 being the head. So now moving on to the second toe. Same process. Breathing into the second toe, exploring the sensations on the bottom of the second toe, the tip of the second toe, and noticing it rather different from the tip of the big toes. Breathing into the nail, breathing into the two sides, and really mapping experientially the geography, the felt sense, the experiential geography of the second toe. Breathing into the bone. Intensely feeling the second toe as we breathe in. In the background is the big toe, which we've already awakened. We can still feel it when we breathe into the second toe. In some sense, the big toe is included in the energy field of our awareness, but we're focusing now on the second toe. And then again, looking for the tension. Breathing in through all the pores of the second toe. Where is the tension? Where do you feel it? Is it toward the end of the second toe? Is it in the joint of the second toe? Do you feel tension where the second toe joins to the foot? Breathing in and taking a little bit of time to ascertain through your somatic sense, not through thinking or judging, or conceptualizing, but in your direct, naked experience of your second toe, where is the tension? And then beginning to, once again, breathe in to the tension, and with the breath, let your awareness come into that tension, and fill it. And looking for that wobbly sense of this tension is completely outside of my ego and my control. And at the same time, beginning to sense that we are gaining agency over it. We're pushing back the boundaries of the unconscious, and we are beginning to become aware of the way in which we have in the past unconsciously created this tension as part of the holding pattern in our whole body, imposed by the ego. Then coming into the middle toe. Same process, breathing in, feeling the sensations of the middle toe, noticing its very unique personality and demeanor. Breathing into the fleshy part on the bottom, the tip of the middle toe, the nail, the bone of the middle toe. And when we're breathing into the middle toe, not losing our somatic work that we've done of the big toe and the second toe, but focusing on the middle toe. This pattern of being aware of something bigger at the same time we're focusing on something smaller is an innate capacity of our awareness, but one that is rarely used. Usually we make a choice. We focus on the small and we lose the large, or vice versa. In the somatic work, we're beginning to learn how to be very attentive to one part of our body without losing the global awareness of our larger physical person. Breathing into the middle toe, noticing the tension, taking a moment to ascertain where it is and what it feels like. Bringing the breath into the tension, accompanied by our own awareness, and beginning to release that tension from the inside. When we release tension in the body, letting it flow down into the earth, letting it flow down and down and down, letting the big toe relax and unburden itself, the second toe relax and free itself, the middle toe release and allow the tension to empty down into the earth. And the fourth toe, breathing in through all the pores, feeling the tightness, feeling the restriction, inhabiting the restriction and letting it dissolve down. Giving yourself a little bit of time for this process. First exploring the sensations of the fourth toe, using the breath to enhance our awareness, feeling the different parts of the fourth toe, noticing how different it feels, both physically and in a feeling way from the other toes. Looking for the tightness. Noticing the fourth toe is a little more hidden than the others experientially, and maybe not quite as obviously tight. Inhabiting the tension with our own awareness and then letting it fall away. And coming to the baby toe. Breathing in through all the pores of the baby toe, feeling the unique personality of the baby toe compared to the others. Sensations. And feeling tone. Noticing the tightness and releasing, emptying out. And then breathing in through all five toes at once, feeling them, feeling where they join the foot, and feeling the front part of the foot right behind the toes, feeling the sensations, feeling the density, and then feeling the holding, feeling the tightness, the tension there. Breathing in very strongly to this part of our foot, inhabiting the tension on the in-breath and on the out-breath, letting that tension begin to release, unwind, untangle itself, and the energy flowing down into the earth. coming to the arch on both feet, feeling the very brittle tightness there, almost like a piano wire. Recalling the evolutionary change when we, our ancestors, came down from the trees and began to walk upright on feet that were not designed to walk upright. And the vulnerability of the arch is one of the holdovers. Feeling that tightness, breathing into it, and seeing if we can begin to soften that tension in the arch on both feet. Soften and relax. Then coming into the outside of the foot, from the baby toe toward the heel, feeling the tightness and relaxing, inviting the tension to release, then coming into the density of the foot, the middle part of the foot under the instep, breathing right into the middle, noticing that very deep and very subtle but global tension in the feet, in the density. And you know, as we breathe in, letting the tension go, letting it release, letting it relax, letting the whole foot begin to unwind like a flower opening. Breathing into the heels, including the ankle bones on the inside, ankle bones on the outside, and the Achilles tendon. Breathing in through the whole foot, but especially feeling this back part of our foot. As we breathe in, inviting the tension to release, inviting the entire foot to be unburdened, to be relaxed, to give up its function for a moment of having to constantly support us, embrace us. Letting it simply be like a flower that's opening. Breathing in and imagining the billions of cells in our feet receiving oxygenation, receiving increased nutrients, receiving increased circulation and energetic neurological life. So the whole foot is waking up and releasing and relaxing and being unburdened and free. And feeling what that's like. And then moving up to our ankles, revisiting the ankle bones, Achilles tendon, feeling the unique experience of the ankles, feeling the tension, breathing in, inviting that tension to release. Coming to the lower leg. And again, we're breathing in now through the calf, but we have a background awareness of breathing in through all the parts of our feet and ankles that we have already been working in. That breathing in process includes them, although we are now working on the calves. Breathing into the calves and going deep into the muscles and feeling what that feels like. What's going on there? Do you feel the blood flow? Do you feel the lymph? Do you feel the contraction of the muscles? Do you feel the neurological life? Breathing in and trying to feel that and feel any sense of restriction there or tightness or tension, and allowing that to release and open and expand. Breathing in through the shin bones and the small bone in the outside of the shin bones, the fibula. Feeling the tightness in the bones. Bones hold tension as much or more than the more fleshy parts of our viscera. Breathing in, feeling the tightness in the bones, inviting it to release down through the feet into the earth, and then coming to the knees. Very, very complex webs and rivers of tension in our knees. All the injuries, all the vulnerability of our knees when we started walking upright. Feeling that, breathing into it, and letting the achiness or the tightness or the feeling of vulnerability, let that to completely show itself without any judgment. All of that is tension. Pain is tension. Breathing into it and letting it release down through the feet. And now breathing in through the whole of the first two points, from the soles of the feet up to the knees. On the in-breath, feeling that whole area of our body, noticing whatever tension is there. On the out-breath, just emptying down, emptying down, emptying down into the earth. And then moving to points three and four, the two sides of the buttocks. It doesn't matter if other parts of your lower body are touching the earth. These are the two energetic portals that we're working with. So breathing in through our thighs and the back of our upper leg. Feeling the tightness and emptying down through these points, through the two sides of our buttocks into the earth. Feeling the femur, the thigh bone, all the way into the hip socket. Feeling that tension in the upper leg, including the hip socket, breathing in, emptying out. Down, down, down. Breathing into the inside of the upper thigh, the psoas muscle, which runs from the upper thigh through the pelvic girdle, attaching to the lumbar spine on the inside, the longest and in some ways most habitually compromised muscle in our modern body. Feel the tightness, especially in the inside of the upper thighs. Breathing in, feeling that tightness, inhabiting the tightness, and inviting it to release. Coming to the anal area, the perineum, and the genital area, breathing in, feeling the worlds of tension there, the tightness, the shying away, all those feelings of restriction and hesitation, and breathing into those tense areas and relaxing, letting go. Breathing into the bones of the pelvic girdle and releasing down. The contents of the lower belly. So breathing in now from the knees all the way up to the pelvic girdle, including the anal area, the genital area, the perineum, and the lower belly. Taking this as one sphere of somatic experience and one connected web of tension, breathing in, feeling and inviting all the tension in this area to release down through the buttocks. As we do this practice, 10 points practice, and particularly as we work with the torso, and especially as we work with points 3 and 4, we are going to likely experience a lot of feeling content. It's very, very natural when we begin to release tension. Tension is a way of blocking out feeling. And by opening up these parts of our body, we are beginning to allow the feeling that has been wanting to be felt to come to the surface. If this happens, just stay with your body. Stay with the experience. If at any time it becomes overwhelming, just back up a little bit, you know, back up and don't ever push on it. And when you feel inspired to re-engage that level of your own feeling life, then you can take a step forward. This is called pendulation in Peter Levine's phraseology, the founder of somatic experiencing. You go a little forward, you begin to feel threatened, and you take a step back. And then when you feel ready, you go a little bit forward into the part of the body we're experiencing. You take a step forward into the feeling that is being released. And then if you feel overwhelmed, you take a step back. So you just work with yourself, really trusting the intelligence of your body and following its prompt, its directive. So just take another moment or two, breathing into knees all the way to the tailbone and the whole pelvis and lower belly, breathing in, feeling the tightness and releasing. Then coming to the mid-back, breathing in to the mid-back, which is roughly straight down from the solar plexus. Breathing in and feeling the tension that radiates out through the middle of the torso, to the lower belly, up to the middle of the chest, out to the ribs. Especially paying attention to the feeling of the organs, the liver on the right side, the kidneys, the stomach, the intestines. There's a lot of internal tension in the organs themselves. So right now we are breathing in, and we are without thinking about it too much, we're looking for anything that feels a little too dense, a little too clogged up, a little too tight. And we are directing our awareness to those places and then releasing down. You may have noticed as we practice, even though you're working with one part of the body, at the same time, there's release happening elsewhere. Because each part of the body is connected with everything else. And often, paying attention to one place is releasing tension at a region really quite removed from that place. This is especially true of the organs. So breathing in, noticing that, and letting go. Now coming to the shoulder blades, points 6 and 7, which are going to be the portal for releasing tension from the upper torso. Beginning by feeling the tightness behind the shoulder blades, just inside the body. Feeling the tightness, especially in the lower part of the shoulder blades. Breathing in. Inhabiting the tension from the inside and releasing. Feeling the shoulders, the muscles leading up to the base of the neck, and the muscles of the upper back. Breathing in, feeling the tightness and releasing. Coming to the front part of the chest, the collarbones, and all the tightness around the collarbones, and the muscles above and below the collarbones. Breathing in and releasing. The ribs, beginning with the breastbone or the sternum, and then feeling the tightness of the rib cage going all the way around to the back. And breathing in, being with the tightness, being with the unpleasant feeling of restriction and tightness and holding. And penetrating into that unpleasantness with our breath, bringing our awareness to the inside and releasing. And then the heart, the lungs, the esophagus and trachea, the interior of the upper chest, a great deal of tightness and ambivalent feelings. All of the tension around our heart, our feeling of vulnerability, our longing for connection, our love, our shying away. All of that is tension, breathing in and letting go through the shoulder blades into the earth. Coming to the elbows, resting on the earth, our hands again resting on the lower belly, breathing into our fingertips, our fingers, our hands, our wrists, our lower arms, feeling the tightness and the tension throughout. On the in-breath and emptying on the out-breath, letting the tightness again from the shoulders, the upper arm, flow down through the elbows into the earth. Taking a moment to investigate the tension in the arms. Our agency for action that often seem to have a life of their own. The shoulders, the arms, the hands. Inhabiting the tightness, inhabiting the compulsive anxiety that resides in the muscles of our arms. Fathom it, explore it, go into it, breathe into it, and let it unwind and fall away. Letting your arms be as free and open as the most beautiful dancer you have ever seen. So feeling the arms from the fingertips all the way up to the shoulders. Breathing in, feeling all the tightness of this part of our body, and breathing out, emptying all that tightness down through the elbows into the earth. And now before moving to point number 10, which is the head, breathing in from the soles of the feet through all the pores of our body up to the base of the skull. Seeing if we can breathe in simultaneously through our entire body's pores, except for the head. As we breathe in, noticing any areas that jump out at us that feel tense on the in-breath, and on the out-breath, letting go. In-breath, feeling the body as a totality, except for the head. Noticing where there are areas of particular pain, tension, holding, restriction, or numbness. Breathing into those areas with special intention on the out-breath releasing. And then coming to the head, not as a thinking locale, but purely as a somatic experience, breathing in through the face, the jaws, the teeth, our cheeks, our cheekbones, our eyes, eyebrows, nose, forehead, being intensely present in our face as we breathe in through all the pores. Feeling how much our face is a pose. It's the face we want to show to the world, and how riddled with tension it is. Breathing in, letting the face melt like putty and dissolve into an amorphous somatic experience without definition. Let it totally melt. Breathing in through the ears. Breathing in through the nose, sense of smell, eyes, sense of sight, even the tongue, noticing the hunger in all of our sense organs and how tense they are, breathing in, inhabiting that hungry intention, that hungry focus, and letting all that tension dissolve. Breathing into the scalp, and breathing into our brain. The brain is tense. It's very, very subtle, but there is a continual stress in our brain. Trying to get at that through breathing into the brain and noticing the areas of stretch and beginning to release them. And then breathing into our body as a whole, all the pores of our entire body, bringing our awareness in equally through all the pores of our body. Noticing the tension and releasing downward. Letting go, letting go, letting go. As we breathe in, letting the body continuously relax. The instant we detect an area of tension, let it just spontaneously relax. It's as if there's a constant river of energy that's been released from the tension flowing down into the earth. So this completes our 10 points practice lying down. And now I'd like to invite you to sit up in whatever is your preferred meditation posture, on a cushion, on a meditation bench, Seiza style with your feet behind you, sitting on your feet or putting a cushion between your legs and sitting on that, or sitting on a flat chair without leaning backward. Whatever is your preferred seat, please take that now, and we'll look very briefly at 10 points practice in the sitting up posture. Now we are in the sitting up position, the meditation posture. And just check your alignment. See that you're comfortable and that your spine is upright and straight, not leaning against anything. And then please come into your body and just feel what's going on there now that we've done this long and very thorough 10 points practice lying down. Ten points practice sitting up is the same as lying down, except obviously we're not working with 10 points. We're working with whatever part of our body is in connection with the earth and can serve as a portal for connection and release. The buttocks are going to be the principal area for the body, and then the legs and the feet. So really, you're likely to have 4 points instead of 10, but the principle is the same. So let's begin with the lower part of our body. Upper legs, knees, lower legs, and feet. And now breathing globally into that whole area. Feeling the sensations. Noticing the tension. Inhabiting the tension, breathing our awareness into the interior of any tightness or tension in our lower body, below our pelvis, on the in-breath, and then releasing on the out-breath, emptying our feet, our ankles, lower leg, knees, upper leg. As we release, we can feel increasing connection with the earth. Tension is in fact a dammed up life force that flows from the earth into our body and should flow through us in the form of open and empty and naked experience back into the earth. But our ego appropriates that energy and dams it up, and it turns into the rampant tension of the ego body, the body that has been frozen by the ego, using the life force. When we release tension back into the earth, we're releasing the life force that the earth needs and the earth wants as part of the cycle of life and death. As we're sitting up and breathing into our lower body and emptying out, we can begin to feel not only are we releasing into the earth, but the earth is drawing the tension down into herself and drawing us into closer connection with her. Breathing into the upper body, buttocks, perineum, genital area, anal area, pelvic girdle, lower belly, the thorax, shoulders, arms, hands, head. Breathing in and feeling the tightness, inhabiting the tightness and releasing down. Meditation in the somatic lineages of Tibetan Buddhism involves being completely present within our body with no afterthought or overthought. The more we inhabit our body in the meditation posture and surrender ourselves into a constant process of release, more we are deeply and fully into the meditative state itself. The process of meditation is breathing into the body, noticing where we're holding on and releasing down. If we begin thinking or getting lost in discursive thought, all we need to do is consider those thoughts as tension, for they are. Release them down through the body into the earth, constantly coming back to the body, constantly letting go, constantly being fully and totally present within the body itself, with nothing else going on.